Today's daf was Beitza daf Lamed Hey, the last daf of the fourth parak of Maseches Beitza, and what we learned about, we continued the conversation from yesterday's daf, whether if Peros were not Nigmar Malachtam yet, if they didn't already have a Gemar Malacha, can Shabbos still be Koveah Chiyuv of Trumos and Maisos? Can the fact that Shabbos comes still make it that it's Chayiv in Trumos and Maisos, that you're not even allowed to eat from it in Achilas Arayah? So the Gemara brought a Raya from Rav Elazar's sheet in the Mishnah, that Rav Elazar says that Omer Adam al Mutza Erev Shabbos B'Shviyas, and we said the reason that there's no problem is because it happens to be Shemitah year. But if it wasn't Shemitah year, then you would have a Trumos and Maisos problem. So apparently, because Shabbos is Koveya Chiyuv of Trumos and Maisos, even though it's clearly not Nigmar Malachtam yet. So first the Gemara thinks that we can reject it, that no, the reason that it's Koveya Chiyuv of Trumos and Maisos in the case of our Mishnah is because the person is verbally designated it, but then the Gemara points out that that's not correct. Verbal designation shouldn't really do the trick, according to Rabbi Eliezer. So in fact, you're right. According to Rabbi Eliezer, Shabbos is Koveya for Meiser, even if something that's not Nigmar Malachtam. But that's just the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. This is Rabbi Eliezer Lishita So, who holds Truma is also Koveya. So Truma is Koveya, Shabbos is Koveya. But what about the Rabbanan? So the Gemara says, well, we could bring a Raya from the Rabbanan in the Mishnah as well. The Chav Mamrim Achi Yershom Yomer Mikan Viatkan, essentially, the Rabbanan agree to Rabbi Eliezer as far as Trumos and Maisos are concerned. They only disagree in terms of the halacha of Muktzah, of what exactly you have to designate. So it seems from the Mishnah that the Rabbanan hold that Shabbos is Koveya for Trumos and Maisos as well. So the Gemara says, no, it could be that the Gemara says that Shiny Hasan, Kivin Dam Mikan Mikan and the Yachal Machar Kavaleh. That also could be that the verbal designation is what does it. So Gemara says, then why does it have to say that on Shabbos, let it talk about a weekday? No, there's a chiddush in talking about Shabbos to tell us that you don't say that it's Mutzah Mechmas Isser on account of it being Tevel. Good, so according to the Rabbanan, we don't have a very clear proof what they would hold one way or the other. So the Gemara raises a question, but according to Rabbi Eliezer said, we did have a clear proof. Problem is, there's a steer in Rabbi Eliezer, because Rabbi Eliezer holds that if you're a stam munching on a eshkel, on a cluster of grapes, and then chashcha b'leile Shabbos, and then all of a sudden it gets dark out, so now a cluster of grapes is not nigmar melachtam, and now Shabbos comes, Rabbi Eliezer omer yigmar. Rabbi Eliezer says that you're allowed to continue eating the cluster of grapes. So you see that Rabbi Eliezer holds that Shabbos is not koveya the chiyuv of trumos maisos. You're allowed to continue to eat from it. Arai, so it's a stira in Rabbi Eliezer. So the Gemara says no. When Rabbi Eliezer says yigmar, he doesn't mean on Shabbos. He means on matzai Shabbos. He could be gomer. So when all the dust settles, the Gemara says kiyasa ravinam Rabbi Yochanan. What is koveya chiyuv of trumos maisos? Four different things could be koveya chiyuv of trumos maisos. Shabbos, Truma, Chatzer, and Mekach are all Koveya, are all not Koveya, unless it's Nigmar Malachtam. If you don't have Gemar Malacha, these four things are not Koveya. What's the Chiddush of each one? Shabbos is to tell us that we don't hold, not only do we not hold like Rabbi Eliezer, we don't hold like the Shita of Hillel, who holds that it would be Koveya. Chatzer is to tell me, to Lafukimid Rabbi Yaakov, who would hold, again, against that Shita, he would hold that it would be Koveya. Truma is lafuke mid Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that Truma is Koveya, and Mekach is also lafuke, another sheet of the Gemara says, the lafuke from the Mishnah that tells us that if a person exchanges peros, even though it's not Nigmar Malachto, it is Koveya. So each of these words is telling us a chiddush not to hold like another Tana. That was the end of the fourth parak. Then at the beginning of the fifth parak, the Mishnah discussed if you have peros on a roof and it's about to rain and the peros are going to get ruined. So Mashilim Peros Derech Aruba B'Yomtov Avalo B'Shabbos. And Yantif, you're allowed to lower them through the skylight into the house, but not on Shabbos. And also, if you have Peros that are under a leak, you're allowed to cover the Peros with a kli in order to protect them from the leak. So then, not only that, if you have a leak in your house, you're allowed to put a kli under the leak in order to catch the water. So the last thing we learned in the Daf was that the Gemara identified five different possible words that might be the first word of this parak. They all mean the same thing. Mashilin means that you can lower it down. So the word might be Mashilin, Mashchilin, Mashirin, Mashchirin, or Manchirin. But they all mean that you can lower it down, that you're allowed to lower the fruits through the skylight. Okay.